I hope you are enjoying this reading of the Denari novel, The Maesta Panels. Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. For those of you just joining us, if you wish to catch up, simply go back to episode Extra 1.0 and start from the beginning. You'll be caught up in no time. Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Maesta Panels, Chapter 27. Having visited the city several times since her arrival in Italy, and having worked there on occasion, Julia was especially thrilled by her bird's-eye view of the glorious former republic. Florence was an important city in Italian fashion, and Julia had made her stylistic presence felt on many of the city's premier catwalks. Despite her regular visits to Florence, Julia had avoided the city over the past year. Actually, she was avoiding one of its residents, a young Florentino model. Her thoughts turned to him during the last part of the helicopter ride. She had fallen madly in love with a man of Italian and Greek ancestry. During their fiery 6-month love-hate affair, she would often tease him as her sexy Roman or Greek god, whichever cultural trait demanded praise or vitriol at that given moment. She had met his large Florentine family only once, at a big famiglia wedding held in the city's high-end district. She knew it would and could not last, having broken her cardinal rule of never dating within her own profession. The breakup had been painful. Fresh memories continued to flood her mind until her body felt a small jolt from the landing of the aircraft on Firenze soil. Martini gave a final thumbs up to the pilot and led Wade and Julia towards a waiting limousine, long, low, and shiny, parked just beyond the landing zone. The uniformed driver held the door for his 3 passengers, who rushed inside. The chauffeur raced off without asking for instructions. Wade therefore assumed that he had been pre-informed as to their next stop by Martini or Martini's people. The few seconds it took to transfer from the rotorcraft to the limo were enough to feel the effects of the midday Tuscan sun. Florence lay in a basin formed by surrounding hills, and since it lacked a prevailing wind, temperatures were higher than along the coast. In addition to the heat, the sun had another effect on their arrival. It lit up the buildings, exposing their unique richness of color, style, and architecture. Their vehicle advanced slowly but steadily through the traffic towards the historic center. Wade refrained from asking about their destination, but wondered nonetheless. He was not surprised, however, when they finally stopped in front of the Grand Hotel Duomo in the heart of the old city. "I have booked you each a suite with amenities for as long as is necessary. Good luck with your search."
"You're leaving us?" Julia asked their benefactor.
"Yes, but I was glad to help. Good day." Julia and Wade climbed out of the car and peered into the front window at Martini, who turned away from them and signaled the driver to leave. As the vehicle departed, Wade pondered their next move. It was high noon.
"Well, now what?"
Julia asked her companion with a deep sigh. "Let's check into our rooms, buy some toiletries and new clothes, get a bite to eat, and meet back in the lobby at 3.
"What for?" demanded Julia. "You still have not told me why we are in Florence."
"I know why," responded Wade. "And at 3, you will too." Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette. The History of North America series has commissioned artist Isabel Prince to produce a collection of original one-of-a-kind artworks with certificates of authentication to reward our wonderful Patreon members. Each abstract piece is directly inspired by the themes, characters, geography, or topics covered in our episodes.
Check out this special collection